Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2. If you're just joining us, this is the Rod Peterson Show for episode number 80, emanating from the bunker in gorgeous Western Canada. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont not taking care of business on one of the lower floors, I understand, but he'll be back for overtime. Taking care of business here before we welcome our next guest. Our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center is... Who will finish higher in the NHL standings this season? Bear with me as I call it up on my phone here. This is for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Will it be the Canucks, the Flames, the Jets, or the Oilers? 41% of you now saying it'll be the Calgary Flames. So they're starting to pull out. The Jets and Oilers are tied at 24% and the Canucks at 11%. And I posted this poll in protest. I did not want to include the Vancouver Canucks. I wanted just the Prairie teams because we're a Prairie show, but they weaseled their way in there. Right now, the Flames are leading. Anything tickles your fancy on the way, you can text in Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777. Darren Dreger was with us from TSN in Hour 1, covered a lot of topics. We talked about Connor McDavid. And does Dregs think that McDavid will ask for a trade if the Oilers, if things don't go well for the Oilers this year? And Dreger says no, doesn't believe he's that kind of guy. Any rumors to the contrary are just that, rumors, bunk. And he expects McDavid plays tonight for the Oil against the Arizona Coyotes in NHL preseason play. Vernon Adams suspended a game by the CFL within the same 24-hour window that he was named Player of the Week. That's got to be a first. And we learn that Pinball Clemens has joined the Toronto Argonauts as an advisor. I say, purely my opinion, don't expect that he's going to be influencing the football side of the Toronto Argonauts. Not knowing Jane, not knowing Jim Popp. My guess is to get more bums in seats. And as far as the Bombers go, they are who we thought they were. For now, that's what we think. So we welcome to the bunker, along with Global Regina's Taylor Shire, Chris Best, our bestie, a rider from 07 to 2016. How are you doing, bestie?
I'm doing great, Roddy. How about you?
100%. I'm so glad to have you in the bunker.
Happy to be here.
What do you think of the play? What do you think of our digs?
That's nice. You know, you got some, you got the fancy dolls and everything. You got the
our dollhouse.
I'm an old lineman, right? So it's all a little bit beyond me, but I like the look. It's a good look.
Our producer, Clark, has just told me in my ear, it's action figures to you. Bestie, glad to have you here. And by the way, you were giving it a Gretzky pump when you said that the Flames were leading the poll. Mm-hmm. So you're a Calgary guy.
Yeah, I'm not a Calgary guy in too many ways anymore, but one, I still cheer for the Flames, so I'm still excited to see what they can do this year.
Do you watch them as much as you can and all that stuff?
Not as much as I used to, of course, but as soon as the playoffs kick on, I definitely watch them as much as I can. So it was a pretty short run this year, unfortunately, so I'm hoping for a bit better showing this year.
I think all of Calgary is, for sure, a five-game loss to the Avs in round one. Anyways, Chris, your thoughts on all these topics. You came in here late here in hour one, but you heard some of what we were talking about. Vernon Adams gets a game suspension. Your thoughts on what he did to Adam Big Hill the other night?
Must be nice being a quarterback. That's what I say. You know, like any other guy pulling a guy's helmet off and taking a swing at him, that's definitely a couple games at least. So quarterbacks, you know, like they kind of drive the ratings a little bit more than the rest of us. So they had to give him something, obviously, after what he did. But like just a game for that, that was... I'll raise my eyebrows a little bit on that one.
Well, and Darren Hackwood, the director of officiating, coming out this morning and saying he should have been kicked out. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this, as a guy that played the game for so many years, if he had just simply ripped his helmet off, is it not as bad as as swinging it at and hitting him with it.
Oh, absolutely, because at that point you're swinging a weapon at him, you know, like.
But it became way worse when he swung it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, helmets come off all the time. You don't know if it's on purpose but accidental. Like, some guys, yeah, it does happen on purpose, but it looks better if you just, the helmet just pops off. As soon as you swing that thing, I mean, it's a different ball game out there.
Wayne is watching in Victoria this morning, and he says, I can't wait to hear Chris Best's take on the Riders this year. People are really perking up and getting excited about this team, Bestie. You've been covering it day in, day out, or week in, week out, I should say, on the Rider Radio. What's your take on this club, where it's going?
I'm excited about this team, for sure. We had some lumps at the start of the year there, but I'm definitely, I mean, that last win against Montreal, that was a nice character win. First three quarters looked a little ugly there, but that big comeback in the end there was really nice to see. And the Alouettes, as we saw, like, they're no pushover anymore, you know. Bangible obviously was that was a bit of a step back, but I mean, me personally, I've had my doors blown off a couple times in Bangible on good teams, so I like the way the Riders are looking this year. They have a tough stretch coming up here, a lot of away games against good Western opponents, so if they can become road dogs and get out there and get some road wins, I like how this is going to go. But if they can only win at home, we might have some problems here.
Taylor, you've been slugging it away in the trenches too. I enjoy your visits in here because you're down there at practice every day. And Claire Hanna was in that chair here a while back, and I said, who gets the credit for this season? And at that time, they weren't 8-4, but they were still doing really well. Actually, they were probably in the midst of a long winning streak here. And she said Craig Dickinson. Before Fajardo or anybody else, she said Craig Dickinson. What would be your answer to that? Who gets the credit for this?
I think I'll have to say it's a team effort. And then truly it is that. I think that Jeremy O'Day has put the guys in the right position, in their right roles. He signed Fajardo, he signed Dickinson. So he put the guys there. Craig Dickinson has, I think, put his touch on this team and allowed the guys to be successful on the field. And Cody Fajardo is the guy executing on the field. And I think it truly is a team effort. There is no one guy. You can kind of point to different guys in different teams and say, oh, he's the reason why they're winning. But I think it truly is a team effort for this club this year.
You know, last night was the first time that I had to spend any time around Cody Fajardo one-on-one. And after that, and you're around him a lot, I could see, I expect now that he will re-sign with the Rough Riders. I said yesterday it would be 50-50. I want to say now 80-20 or 90-10. And the biggest reason is he wants to be here and the Riders want him. And I will put that to you, Bestie, because you were a Rider for a long time here, 10 seasons. It shouldn't be that hard to get a deal done when both sides want a deal done.
Absolutely.
Should it?
No, it should not at all. You know, absolutely. Like, I know he's, I don't want to say unproven anymore. He's proven himself pretty well this year. So maybe give him a bit of an incentive-laden contract. But the Riders will be kicking themselves. They let him get out of the door at the end of the season here without a contract in hand. I mean, he loves it here. He's playing such, he keeps improving every week, which I love to see. Like, and the guys love him, of course. That's the sort of quarterback as an old lineman you'd love to block for. So, like, I'm excited to see what he's doing this year. I'm excited to see what he can do long-term. So I think the Riders owe it to him with everything he's done this year to give him a chance to start here for a long time.
And Taylor, you are a Sasky guy like me. I saw even more why the people of this province love him mm-hmm. so much. I think he could be, I'm not joking, the most popular Rider quarterback since Lancaster. He'd have to win, of course, but he just fits this province yeah. like a glove.
I said that even in week 3 and 4 when he kind of started taking over and being the spokesperson for the team as the quarterback and kind of putting his stamp on the team. I just think the extension, I think money talks, and if the money is right, he'll re-sign. I think it's 100% he wants to be back, but he needs the right offer financially. And that's up to his agent as well. But I think the interesting part will be when the extension happens. If you're the Riders, do you want to re-sign him now? What if he goes on to win a Grey Cup? Then you're going to be paying a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
As an agent and as Fajardo's representative, do you wait until after the season's over to say, okay, here's what I did for you this year? Or do you say, oh, my stock's at its highest right now. Let's put the deal on paper right now. I think it'll be an after-the-season thing. See how he does through the stretch and into the playoffs here. And if he wins, then so be it. It's going to be higher. But I don't think they're going to put any distractions on the club. Whether they could have an agreement, but they won't announce it until the offseason, I believe. And it'll be a long-term extension this offseason. That's just my take.
Bestie, you've been talking much about this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a mistake if they don't sign him as soon as they can. I mean, his price is only going up. He's now proven he's a legitimate starting quarterback in this league, and like the floor on that is only so low. So if he keeps playing well, if he keeps winning a great cup, something like that, like, oh man, we're gonna have to back the Brinks truck up to his house there. So like, I mean, it's only gonna like get him as cheap as you possibly can, because obviously it's a team thing, but still pay the man, you know, pay the man, give him some incentives and get him out there and give him that financial security, you know, because it's, I don't think it's gonna get much better than this.
But as a player or an agent, do you wait and say, I'm going to show you that I can win and then I'll get my payday? Or when do you cash in, or when do you try and cash in?
I think you listen to the offers, though. If they come back with a nice offer that you think you can hit all those incentives, like, why, you know, get a nice signing bonus in the middle of the season, maybe buy a house here. Like, who knows? I think you should at least entertain offers right now.
Well, what's the magic number, though? The number that I think and the number that I keep hearing floated, and this is just amongst the people that like to kibitz about this stuff, is $300,000. I think that's fair. If Jeremy came to him and said, we want you at $300,000 for 2 years, $300,000 a year, I think I'd be signing it if I was Cody Fajardo. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
$300,000 with some incentives, get him up to $350,000 if he plays well. And if he hits those incentives, that's a good thing. You know, even up to $400,000, if you give him the right incentives and he earns those incentives, chances are it's because he's killing it on the field there. So we want him to make that much money because it means how well he's performing, you know? So I think $300,000 plus incentives, that sounds all right to me.
But the agent could be playing devil's advocate and say, well, you could get more money elsewhere. So it's really going to be up to Cody. I think he wants to be here. Mm-hmm. He says all the right things. And he's been elsewhere. He's been in BC and Toronto. He knows what it's like to be there, not as a starting quarterback, but he knows what it's like. So I think he wants to be here. He recognizes the opportunity here, not just on the field, but off the field. And I think by all accounts, I'm going to say he'll sign here for a slight hometown discount, if you want to call it that. I bet you he could get more money elsewhere, but I think he knows the opportunities that come with playing.
A Tom Brady deal.
I would say so.
Basically.
But if he sticks around in the offseason, I mean, around here, there's money to be made. If, as a Rough Rider, you know, as a guy like Cody Fajardo, there's money to be made here in the offseason, going up north, visiting people, like, you know, doing good work in the community too, which is also, I'm sure, very important to Cody. Like, if he sticks around here, you can make more money here being a Rough Rider than you can in the Toronto, being an Argo, even being in Calgary, being a Stampeder. I think you got a better shot here in the offseason to actually, like, you know, make a presence here.
Well, let's not forget a couple things. And one, Doug Cameron is watching in Calgary this morning, and he says Fajardo's next contract, $1.2 million over 3 years. $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. Bridge deal. Interesting. Bridge to what? That's a pretty good deal right there.
That's a Mike Riley deal right there.
Yeah, that's a Mike Riley, almost. I like the way that you think, but let's just throw this fly in the ointment. As Taylor pointed out, what else is out there? I mean, being around Cody, I was at Athletes in Action events with Cody in the past, but I've never shaken his hand, stood and looked him in the eye. He's big. Mm-hmm. He's solid. He's got NFL dimensions. He might have an NFL arm. Look what he's throwing out here on the 110 by 85 field. Mm-hmm. Smaller American field, which would be XFL as well. And the NFL, he had a cup of coffee with the Oakland Raiders. Yeah. The Riders could be dangling a nice, real tantalizing deal in front of him right now, but he could be well within his rights to say, I'm going to see what's out there in America. His wife doesn't live here. Bestie, you talk about family stuff and off the field. She's not living here.
Yes.
They're newlyweds.
Yes.
Not yet. He gets that deal, then he's moving here lock, stock, and barrel. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. And actually, I think that's going to happen. We're just trying to look at it from every perspective, but I think everybody wants Cody Fajardo to re-sign with the Rough Riders. And when I say everybody, the fans want it, the team wants it, Cody wants it. So let's wait for it to happen. Just before we break, and we do have some stuff to talk about with Chris Best here in the bunker today regarding the Rider alumni. That's why he's here. But it is, Clark wants us to know that it's Gritty's first birthday today. A lot has happened in that year. Look at that, folks. That is Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, who I think, Bestie's about your size, 6'5".
He's got better hair than me, though.
Right. So a lot has happened in that first year, Taylor, for Gritty, the Flyers mascot, wouldn't you say?
Well, he got people talking, so I think he's done his job, right?
Yeah, that's his job. Exactly. We'll be back on the way. Brandon Urban of the Saskatchewan Rush. Their season's coming up not too far away around the corner, too. I'll remind you the Prairie Mobile text line is open, 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. Your questions and comments are welcome. For us, Chris Best, whatever's on your mind. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear-o prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear-o price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tuesday morning sports update here. For Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Two NHL preseason games in Canada tonight. The Edmonton Oilers, home to the Arizona Coyotes. TSN's Darren Dreger with us last hour saying Connor McDavid will play for the Oil tonight. And I don't feel like I'm totally behind the times, but I did read the report on NHL.com this morning that he's not going to play any preseason game. So I'll go with Dregs, and I'll be watching on Sportsnet tonight. Calgary Flames entertaining the Winnipeg Jets. Regular season kicks off next Wednesday. And by the way, that's a reminder to vote on our poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Who do you think will finish the highest out of these four teams? The Flames, Canucks, Oilers, Jets. And the more every time we check this, the Flames are running away with it. 42.3% right now, which stands to reason. I understand they led the Western Conference last year, but let's just remember they're not the same team coming back. Just look in their crease. Next, Winnipeg Jets, 27.8%. And that's going to depend a lot on who signs between now and next week. And the Canucks and the Oilers now bringing up the rear. Canucks 14%, Oilers 15%. You got 24 hours to vote on that for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. The SJHL Showcase continues today. 4 games on the schedule. Yorkton faces Melfort. Battleford's plays Flin Flon. Kindersley takes on Estevan. And Nipawin will play Melville. All at the Legend Center in Wormensask. And Calgary Stampeders running back Kadeem Carey is out for the season with a broken arm. That much confirmed this morning. That is the morning sports update compiled by Connor the Intern. Chris Best in the bunker today. Our viewers are saying, make him a regular. We'd love to. Taylor Shire here from Global Regina, the pride of Rokenville. Bestie, though, let's get down to business before we talk about the other stuff with the CFL, and that is your event coming up here with the Rider Alumni, a change this year from what you're used to.
It is our 7th annual Rough Rider Alumni Gala. We're really excited about this event. It's been a lot of fun. We've had to move the event to Regina this year in support of Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Saskatchewan. It is October 18th at 7 p.m. at the RCMP Heritage Center. And we're renting out the whole Heritage Center there. I don't know if you know, they got that big theater there. We're going to be watching the BC Lions and Rider game there with a bunch of alumni. We're going to have like Aldag, Poli, hoping to get Gino out there. We're going to have a great crew of alumni out there. And last year we raised $13,000 for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Wow.
And we're hoping to do even better this year. So it's a ton of fun. I mean, it's a bit of a dress-up event, but trust me, it is not a stuffy suit event like that. You know, everyone has a ton of fun, and like I said, it's all for a really good cause. So I'm really hoping that Regina comes out and helps us support Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Saskatchewan.
So for those that can't remember dates like me, simply the same night the Riders were at BC.
Yes,
that's
exactly
pretty
right.
Easy to remember.
Yep.
Where can they get tickets?
They get the tickets from the Rider office. They can call in to the Rider ticket office. They go to rideralumni.com/events. There's a link there for the Riderville ticket, online ticket as well. You know, talk to me, call me, email me, you know, do whatever. And tickets.
It's funny because, I mean, again, you came here in 07. As you know, that's getting to be a long time ago. You know, we're getting old.
Yep.
Back then, particularly in the 2000s, the Rider alumni wasn't a large group. For whatever reason, it wasn't. A lot of guys hadn't stuck around here. Mm. Maybe it was coming off the 90s, which was a wasteland in Rider history. It really was. But now, we're out there at Saturday's Dan Rashevich Believe in the Gold Walk for Children's Cancer Research and Support. And there was the most alumni I've ever seen at an event. And maybe that's the same for your events, but this one was awesome. What was your recollection of Saturday around Wascana Lake?
Oh, it was tons of fun. I mean, Raz does a tremendous job putting that event together. His blood, sweat, and tears going to that thing. You see it everywhere with all the people that show up. But it's obviously another great cause, like, you know, fighting children's cancer. And I think we had about 30, 35 alumni out there.
Right.
We had Jeremy O'Day out there. We had Gene Mikowski out there. It was really nice to see everyone. It's always nice to catch up with the guys and kind of reminisce about the old stuff. So and raise money for charity once again.
You know, I will say this again. Jeremy was there at that walk. He was at the Athletes in an Action event last night supporting Jared, their chaplain, also the coach and the quarterback. He's just a super guy. And you lined up beside him for long enough. Mm-hmm. What, 3-4 years? Won a Grey Cup with him?
Yeah, 3 years I lined up beside him. Yeah, it was
Are you not just really proud of the job he's doing as general manager of this team?
Oh,
100%. Because I am.
100%. I knew this was always his dream job. Always, 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 even when he was still playing. And to see a guy like that, a guy who understands what this team means to everyone around here, a guy like understands the importance of the community aspect of the team, like it couldn't be a better candidate. For sure, couldn't. You know, like wins and losses are great. You definitely want to have a winning team. But here with this community-owned team, it goes a little beyond that, you know?
He gets it.
Mm-hmm. He really does. I mean, he's not from here, but he married here. He lives here. You know, he knows how important. He knows why everyone's in those stands cheering us on every Saturday, Sunday. You know, he gets that part.
You know, what's funny about that, by the way, is this is his 21st year with the team. He came in 99, which was my first year calling Rider games. He's almost been here for as long as he wasn't here. Do you know what I mean? Pretty soon he'll be a naturalized Saskatchewanian, and it's very clear. So I like what he's doing with the football club. A few things here. For whatever reason, Chris Jones jogged in my mind. I don't know why, but I'll go down that road right now. Are you guys paying attention to the Cleveland Browns as much as a lot of people are around here because Jones is there? More than you normally would have?
I mean, I always liked Cleveland Browns because my old offensive line coach, Bob Wiley, the ever-quotable Bob Wiley, was there. So I like that. I mean, they always had a lot of hype against them. But, I mean, Jones, it's great to see Jones doing well. He's obviously, this was always his dream. A front office guy being on a team doesn't really move the needle for me that much.
Right.
I more care about the players.
How about you, Taylor?
Yeah, cool to see the picture of him on the sidelines, but that's about as much as I would put into it.
Well, they're not very good. I mean, they're 1-2 right now, but they played Sunday night. They're in prime time because Odell Beckham Jr. is there more than anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the Baker Mayfield stuff, I was a fan of his. So I'm all kind of getting swept up in it, and I'm a supporter of Chris Jones. So that was my question on that. Now, another thing that I keep hearing from everybody, because we have officially entered the stretch run of the CFL season, is how do you feel about the Riders' final six? And how do you compare it to the Bombers' final six and everybody else's final six? I'm not getting as wrapped up in that as a lot of other people are. And the reason is, in a CFL schedule, Bestie, as you know, you got to play the Eastern teams twice, and in the West twice or three times, depending on who it is. And yeah, the Riders do have three on the road, but that's never really scared this team. ever going out and playing on the road. Now, maybe I'm completely wrong and all wet, but do you think the schedule stacked against them in the final third with regards to their goal of hosting a playoff game and probably finishing first?
I mean, it's certainly not ideal, especially this time of the year. Like, you're kind of all beat up and everything. You would mind some more home games and spending less time on the airplane. But, I mean, this team, like, they're not an old team. They're still a young team. But basically all the key pieces except for Cody were around last year, and Cody's a vet himself. So, like, those distractions on the road, those problems on the road, we kind of got them out of the way, almost. You kind of saw, like, the guys are getting old enough, they're mature enough now, these things aren't a problem anymore. So, like, I don't think the road scares them as much as they used to anymore. And I obviously, Rider fans are amazing, as we talk about. Like, we some of these away games, they're going to have more Rider fans than they will have any other team's fans. So it's the road is not as scary as it used to be. And, like, you have to win on the road if you want to be a good playoff team. So this is, if they can overcome these last six games, I think that really puts them in a good spot for the playoff run here.
Taylor, what do you think about the final six?
Well, it's interesting because the Heritage Classic coming into Mosaic Stadium, so they're on the road for 3 weeks, and they're not going to be able to practice in their own facility, which is going to be a little bit of a different change for them. They can't go through their normal routines of walking out. You know, it's going to be colder, but I'm not sure where they're going to practice, but they can't get ready in the room, walk out of the tunnel, and have a normal week of practice. So is that a good thing? Probably not. But that adversity and that change could also fuel them a little bit, I think, to, you know, overcome that, I guess, if you want to put it that way. And it's going to be a stretch of, after this week against Toronto, it's five straight Western Division opponents. The standings are going to be decided in this stretch. That Winnipeg game on October 5th is probably going to decide who finishes, you know, well, we'll see what Calgary does, but who finishes second or third. Mm-hmm. I think Calgary is going to rise to the top, and then second or third will be between the Riders and Winnipeg.
There's absolutely no reason to think that Calgary won't finish first the way that they're going.
Yeah.
And Bessie just shakes his head.
It's so frustrating. They just always find a way. So like, luckily when I was playing, we always had the number in the playoffs. But, man, those regular season games, they just always keep reloading. They just keep finding new guys. Like, there's never a hole. So frustrating.
You know what's odd, by the way? And you went to University of Duke. You've spent enough time in America to realize the differences between Canadians and Americans. I can see why in Calgary they've got bored with winning. I get it. Yet in New England, they pack Gillette Stadium every week. They never get tired of them kicking the crap out of everybody. It's not even a contest anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the Jets went in there on Sunday, it was like, how bad's this gonna get? Mm-hmm. It's not like we're gonna get a decent game. Patriots fans don't care. Whereas in Calgary, they're like, eh. They're bored of it.
I don't know.
It's hard. I mean, obviously, the Flames, resurgent Flames over there, like, there's, and they have been so good for so long, people are getting a little, I wish they weren't getting bored. I mean, they should support that team as much as I don't like it. Like, they deserve that support. They're a great team, a great cast out there. But, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they do need a down season to kind of let them remind them how good they have it over there and then bounce right back up.
Right, but there's no sign of that happening.
I don't know
that's
if
that's a thing.
They have the
no
us against,
sign of it.
They don't have the us against the world mentality, I guess, that New England does. I mean, a lot of people say anybody but Calgary, but I don't know if Calgary sports fans think that way. And they have other things to support. Mm-hmm. Can't put your money all in the Stamps, right, when you got the Flames season coming up.
I'm with Bestie. I think they do need a down season to realize how, or even at least some adversity. I mean, Bo Levi Mitchell goes on the sixth game twice, and they're still not losing. Fatty Arbuckle comes in, and there's like almost no drop-off there. So, again, it's a nod to the excellence of the Calgary Stampeders, but it's almost boring because they go into every game favored to win, and they expect to win, and they do win. So,
a new stadium
how
nice
can you
too.
Be mad at them for that? Do mm-hmm. you think a new stadium would make that big a difference?
I think it would. I mean, that's it. Like, I used to be a Stamps season ticket holder. I mean, sorry, but I was. And I don't think they've done anything to that stadium since I was a 12-year-old watching games in that stadium. Like, it's my brother still has his season ticket. And like it, everything's still exactly the same, you know. So it'd be nice to. I know it's a big ask, but it'd be nice to get a new stadium over there because the success of the team says they do deserve that.
Of course, the only thing they've done is they've added a new scoreboard, mm-hmm. and the only reason I know that is that I was given a tour of that stadium. That's a story for another time by the Stampeders. But I remember my mom, God bless her soul. We had a family reunion in Calgary. It was a big birthday of her brother, and all her family was out there. Riders were playing. And I remember my mom, if you knew her, you would understand this. She's looking around the stadium going, that screen's nice. Where's the real one? So it's like, it's not like ours, but it's still new to them. Mm-hmm. But no, it's not plush. It's not comfortable. I get what you're saying. The concourses are cramped, but they're not getting a new one. That's the thing.
Do you think if they win the Grey Cup or even get to the Grey Cup at home, that'll change or help things?
You know what? Let's talk about that coming back next segment, because that's a longer discussion, I think. On the way, by the way, on this Tuesday morning, Brandon Urban, speaking of Calgary people, of the Saskatchewan Rush. He's their business development chief there with the Rush. His father, Bruce Urban, is the owner of the club, and we'll talk a little Rush Nation when we come back, plus more CFL chatter. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Tuesday morning. You're listening live at rodpeterson.com, watching on Facebook Live, and also don't forget to click subscribe on our YouTube page.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. Checking the poll results, updating the poll results. Capital GMC, Universal Collision Center poll. Who finishes higher this NHL season? Canucks, Flames, Jets, Oilers. Flames continue to pull away with it. 44% on Twitter. From our web poll, 41.7% say the Calgary Flames. Next, the Jets. Then the Oilers, and everybody predicting the Canucks will finish fourth out of those teams. People are saying, why are the Leafs not in that poll? Why are the Canadians not? Because this is a Western Canadian show, hence a Western Canadian poll. Chris Best with us in the bunker, and Taylor Shire as well. He is on his way to Ryder practice after this. They are back to work from the bye. They'll hit the field at noon at Canada's Stadium. But you know, on that Flames thing, Bestie, and you being a Calgary guy, Taylor, you chime in as much as you want here. Mm-hmm. We started with the Grey Cup, and you're saying, Taylor, if they're in the Grey Cup at home and they win it, will that help revive Stampeder fandom? I think that was your comment, was it not, or question? I mean, Bestie, you're from there, so maybe you can answer better than me. Are the Flames just so monumentally, they overshadow the Stampeders so much? Like, what would it take for the Stamps to get a little more foothold in that market?
Yeah, the Flames having a couple down years would definitely help. When the growing up, the Flames weren't as good after about 94, and the Stamps were always good, so they definitely had a really strong support there. We had some rough years through the 1990s and 2000s there, and a lot of Stamp support kind of... Obviously, there's so many entertainment dollars out there, so if the Flames suck, might as well go watch some Stampeders games where they're good. So that would be definitely helpful to... not in a good way, but I mean, that would definitely help the Stamps out. Other than that, I mean... Obviously, just it's a harder market over there right now. It would have been great to have this conversation about 10, 15 years ago about building a new stadium when everyone had money pouring out of their pockets. Right now, you know, people are kind of hard to find that much money for a real stadium, because it's not like a patch job won't do the job. They need to have some real money for a real stadium.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point. I mean, the other thing I still believe is ticket prices. It's not like I can't speak to Calgary. I went to college there. We went to Flames games, we went to Stamps games because they had a college special. Mm-hmm. $10 or $20 to get in to watch the Flames. And I'll never forget, we sat so high in the Saddle Dome, the only guys that we could pick out were Mike Vernon in one net and Bill Ranford in the other, and Theron Fleury, because he was the guy zooming all over the place.
And you couldn't see right across.
You couldn't see right across, but that's fine, just like the Moose Jaw Civic Center. Yeah. But it was cheap tickets. That is the biggest thing. And Jim Hopson said it many times. Your good friend Hoppy's been on this show more than anybody else. And he said it's been a while now, but he said ticket prices are too high in the CFL. He's not talked about the NHL because that's not his area of expertise. But here's the thing, Taylor. I watch these NHL preseason games right now, and it's not just in Canada. Detroit and Pittsburgh the other night, the rink's jammed. They're paying regular season prices to watch the preseason, and the rinks are jammed. And especially in Canada. What gives? That's what I don't get.
I don't know. I think that a lot of people are followers of the team, and they want to see that next prospect and the up-and-coming guy and some of the young guys, and I think that's where the excitement lies in preseason. So to pay your $40, $50, or whatever it is to go to a game to see this prospect or some of these younger guys, the guys who follow the team closely, I think that's exciting for them. Even with the Rider preseason games, interesting to see. It's not, you don't get the same feel of a regular season game, but you get to see something totally different. Who's going to make or break it? You know, who looks good? Who are the potential future prospects? So I think that's a big part of the preseason for the NHL.
Bestie nailed it too, though, that there is only, what did you say, discernible income or extra income or what do they call it? Money in your pocket. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Yep.
And if you got to pick?
You got to pick one, obviously.
If you got to pick one, what's it going to be? Mm. By the way, Winnipeg, chiming in today, the sports doctor, Dave Patrician, they're still ticked off over the fact Vernon Adams Jr. was allowed to stay in that game Saturday and beat his Bombers. Sports doctor saying, what a joke. He kind of is. Monday, the CFL suspends Vernon Adams Jr., and Tuesday, they name him Player of the Week. And he goes on to say, in the 80s, Jets tickets were $12. Now a can of beer is $11.50. So... salaries in this country, and probably America too, have not kept pace with the cost of going to sports events. Is that fair? And yet, people keep shelling out to the NHL, but not the CFL. That's what I don't get. But on Dave's original point, and Dave, go back, rewind on this, or if you want to check the podcast, whatever, go back because we addressed this, and we don't feel the Bombers have a right to be mad at the CFL for VA not being kicked out of the game on Saturday. You still should have won. Play defense, for God's sakes. But to you two, before we bring in Brandon Urban, hopefully, of the Saskatchewan Rush, does it make the CFL look bad? I actually don't think it does. To have a suspended player be Player of the Week? It just happened.
He deserved it. He was Player of the Week. He was outstanding last week. You know, like, unfortunately, the refs should have caught it. The refs didn't catch it. They should have kicked him out. But the refs are human as well. They have a very hard job and a lot of things going on. So, like, they didn't quite see what happened, you know, the way they should have. Maybe the TV eye in the sky should have corrected them, but they didn't, you know. That system we're in. But the takeaway from Vernon's performance is not right. Like, he, even before that, he was a heck of a player that whole game. So, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. The two things I could see the conflict, but to me, it's like, I don't know. Obviously, he's a hard-nosed guy out there.
Taylor.
Just ironic. I think that's all it is.
Isn't it ironic?
The Alanis Morissette song, that could be a line.
Don't you think?
You got kicked out of the game, but you were named the player of the week after you'd...
That would fit really well in that song, wouldn't it?
It's like a Gordie Howe hat trick almost.
That's great. That's great. And by the way, the Sports Doctor, you got to love the interactive nature of this show. Sports Doctor saying from Winnipeg today, he just joined in. It's not the reason they lost. The corrupt officials were only a part of it. Dave, you got to get in the bunker here soon and we can talk about this. You're not going to like the rant that Clark's going to be posting later. But by the way, let's bring in Brandon Urban. I said to Clark late last week, we got to get this guy on. Brandon Urban, the business development director of the Saskatchewan Rush. He's got his Rush hat on this morning. Brandon, joining. He's making his Rod Peterson show debut. BU, how are you?
Great to see you, Rod. Great to see you guys. Congrats on a million viewers. That's a big deal. Very exciting.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited about it. We did it in 3 months' time, and I can't wait to bring the Rush in and make you guys part of this. You knew that you were going to be on my hit list, Brandon, and I gave you the off season, but now you're back. You had the draft last week, and let's start there. Derek Keenan, your coach and GM, very excited with what you guys did in Philly.
Derek was thrilled with our draft haul this year. We had 3 first-round draft picks. We selected Holden Garland, 4th overall. He is a defensive stud. He is going to definitely make our team, in my opinion, and I think he'll be a great addition to the back end. So between him and our 5th overall draft pick from last season, Connor Robinson, he'll make the team too. We've got some young up-and-coming stars this year. And we selected a local kid, Saskatchewan SWAT player, Colin Bergloff, 57th overall. And breaking news on your show, Rod, we just signed him this morning to a 1-year deal. Him and our Saskatchewan draft pick from last year, Zach Gold. We have 2 Saskatchewan-born players coming to training camp. They'll be knocking on the door to make the team. Very exciting, both great young players. And, hey, that's awesome, exciting stuff for all young lacrosse players across our province.
I'm sorry if I startled you. That's our breaking news bell, by the way. So the Rush signing Colin Bergloff this morning, they just drafted him last week. And by the way, this should not be understated. He's a hockey player, a defenseman with the Delisle Chiefs. So the Chiefs are all excited about this. And maybe we should talk about that. That'd be a good road to go down. Because I talked with Bruce Urban, the owner of the Rush, about what I said to him. Why are there no Saskatchewan kids on this team? And it was a couple of years ago. And he said, Rod, when they're ready to play, we'll be drafting them. You don't think we want them? And they're here now.
They're here now. The time has come. We've got 2 coming to camp, and they're both very skilled players. Both are forwards. Both can put the ball on the net. So I hope one, if not both, hey, they have a very good shot at making the team, and they'll play in a preseason game, and they'll hopefully make a very good impression.
Other than that, how's the offseason been for the Rush? I mean, now that I'm all in, I know that it was your longest offseason you guys have had. Well, certainly since you moved to Saskatchewan. I think it's your longest since 08. Obviously, it didn't play very well how the season ended.
You know, heartbreaker last season. Got knocked out in the first round by the Colorado Mammoth. And fittingly, we start our season on the road in Denver, November 29th, in a rematch of that West semifinal versus the Mammoth. So that'll be quite the season opener. But, you know, it's been a long offseason. I'm actually in Vancouver right now, Rod. We've got our NLL Board of Governor meetings here in Vancouver tonight and all day tomorrow. So a full day and a half of meetings should be very productive and some very exciting things happening at the league, which has made the offseason go by quite quickly. We have a new deputy commissioner. I'll fill you in on her, Jessica Berman. She was with the NHL for 13 years alongside Gary Bettman and Bill Daly. She served as the deputy general counsel and the vice president of community growth for the NHL. So she is an absolute all-star, and I think she'll take our league to a whole new level.
Well, we've got viewers writing in, by the way. The Worlds of Box Lacrosse, David Salisbury writing in. He says, lots of Rush on Team Canada. I've got people texting me saying, Rod, are you watching this online? The games are great. They were just playing last night. It's in Vancouver, is it not? I mean, people are really into this.
Huge game last night. Canada took down Team Iroquois. And David's a super fan. I know he's in Vancouver right now watching the games. And we've got 5 players on Team Canada: Mark Matthews, Ben McIntosh, Robert Church, Kyle Rubish, and Chris Corbeil. our very best players. Team Canada is a powerhouse. They've never lost a game on the international stage in box lacrosse. And we've got Jeremy Thompson on the Iroquois team, who are also a very, very talented team. So a true all-star game last night, if you will, here in Langley. And they put on a show. Team Canada is something special to watch. It's some amazing, amazing lacrosse.
I guess lastly, before I could go on for hours about this. It's funny. Tanner writes in on the Facebook wall, good to see the rush talked about on the RP show. And I will just say to our viewers and listeners, get used to it because they're my team. But, you know, when Bruce and yourself have talked about growth in the NLL, it hasn't just been little. It's been gigantic. Expansion. Two new teams coming in this year. Your draft was huge. It was NFL Network caliber. Just talk about the growth of this league, if you don't mind.
Well, like I mentioned, our new deputy commissioner, Jessica Berman, she's a huge addition. And then two new teams coming into the league this year in New York and Halifax. We play in New York at Nassau Coliseum December 28th. So for anyone looking for a sweet sports trip, there's a Giants game that week. There's the Rush game. There's Rangers and Devils at home, Knicks, Nets. So talk about an amazing sports trip if you want to go on the road and watch the Rush play. So we're in New York at the end of December, and then the other expansion team, Halifax. We're in Halifax in February, Feb 15th. So I believe that team in Halifax, the community will quickly fall in love with their new NLL team.
Well, it's not – the CFL is falling behind on that because I know that the NLL is taking over Halifax. So I was just out there, and everybody's talking about it. And I guess just lastly, Rush season tickets, business. You've got the new-ish store. I was there not that long ago, picked up some more stuff. What do Rush fans need to know that are watching?
Well, hey, the season's right around the corner, and season tickets are on sale, Rod. Every Rush season ticket holder will be receiving a special fifth anniversary jersey. So I don't know many other teams that provide a free jersey with every season ticket. So we really went all out this year, and we wanted to give back to the fans. And with, hey, a few new young studs on the team this year, a few new teams in the league, it's never been a better time to be a Rush season ticket holder. And I guarantee we'll be in the mix this year, and it will not be another first-round elimination. I'm saying it here first on the Rod Peterson Show. Championship or bust, Rod. Championship or bust. We're bringing back home another championship this season.
Guaranteed title from Brandon Urban this morning on the Rod Peterson Show. And I know you have more news, but let's just spread it out over your next few visits. All right, Brandon, say hi to everybody in the NLL for me, and let's do it again soon.
Sounds good, Rod. Thank you.
Brandon Urban joining us from Vancouver this morning, Board of Governors meetings and the World Championships. Now, guys, just last one with Chris Best and Taylor Shire. Does that not get you stoked for Rush Lacrosse and NLL? That's amazing stuff.
You know what I like about that is the incentive to buy season tickets.
You get a jersey.
Wow. That is, yeah.
That's good business.
Why aren't more teams doing things like that? I know that, you know, the riders do, they give a little book or they do a little, you know.
It's a plastic bag last year.
Well, okay.
It was the clear plastic bag to get into the games. I use it every game.
Yeah, no, and fans need that kind of stuff. And you're not going to go shelling out, I don't know how many season ticket holders they have, 20,000. You're not going to shell out 20,000 jerseys, but every year, but you could do it once in a while
It's a special thing
for 5 years. Yeah, it's a special year for 5 years. It's very cool.
And it's a great home atmosphere, obviously. Everyone's wearing your jerseys right off the bat. Like, that looks, it's intimidating for opposing teams. You know, it's the home team's got to love it, you know. Everyone loves you when you wear their colors. So I think it's a really good thing for the, I know Rush games are tons of fun already, and that's probably just going to up the ante in terms of how much fun they are, how much of a great experience it is, which leads to butts in the seats. So that's kind of a good thing to have.
And now with more local players, that they might have to expand. Not expand SaskTel Center, Darren DuPont. They need a new arena in downtown Saskatoon. That's what they need.
Yeah, they need to move it.
For the Rush and the Blades, no, they need to build a new one. That's a topic for maybe later, but I got to let you guys roll. Bestie, again, the date for the alumni gala?
October 18th at the RCMP Heritage Center, roughrideralumni.com. Rideralumni.com, excuse me.
You got it. Taylor, thanks.
Right on. Thank you.
Do it again soon. Overtime segment coming up next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Save thousands on this pre-owned 2018 Nissan Rogue. It's fully loaded and ready to move with an employee price of just $23,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2018 Ford Edge Titanium All-Wheel Drive. Its employee price is only $27,999 plus tax. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Offers end September 30th. You pay what we pay.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, for the overtime segment. What a great show it's been today. Quick sports update. Monday Night Football last night saw the Chicago Bears defeat the Washington Redskins 31-15. The Redskins 0-3, and now they're talking about the Bears as Super Bowl contenders.
Got a good defense.
Didn't it take 2 weeks for them to score a touchdown?
Well, if Trubisky can get rolling, they're okay, and they got a good defense.
Dupes, I know. Dupes back in the bunker for overtime. This might be a CFL first. Last night, the CFL suspending Montreal Alouettes quarterback Vernon Adams one game for ripping off the helmet of Adam Big Hill and beating him with it. Today, he's named Player of the Week. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Three games in the SJ Showcase yesterday. Humboldt defeating Estevan 4-3 in OT. Nipawin shutting out Notre Dame 3-0. And Flin Flon beat Weyburn 7-2. Pats are home Friday night, but I'm not sure to whom. Are you going to come watch the Regina Paddocks?
I wish. Not yet. Not yet.
You got something going on?
Yeah, I'll be actually, it's a great game in Saskatoon. I'll be Canada West football on television, Huskies and Dinos rematch of last year's Hardy
Cup. That'll be a big one.
It's going to be huge. Huge.
The SJHL writing us this morning and says the Yorkton-Melford game is going to overtime at the Legends Center in Melville. So thank you to the support to the from the SJHL. Man, they've been good to us. Everybody's been good to us.
Oh, yeah.
You really loved... You got to put the camera on Dupes on the single shot here on Brandon Urban, the Joe Namath guaranteeing a title.
So he's sitting there in the split screen, which I loved. I'm watching on the couch, and you're like, you just guaranteed Brandon Urban on the show, just guaranteed. And he's just sitting there, guaranteed to win. He just
Racket,
stone
Clark.
Cold.
Racket.
He was ready. It was awesome. He's just confident. I love it. It doesn't matter.
I love the Urban.
That guy's awesome.
But him and his old man. I love the Urbans a lot. Steven from PA writing in says, the Pats are home to PA on Friday. Thank you, Steven. Because the dang thing is I get my season tickets and it's just a card now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like it used to be.
Tickets.
Not that long ago. Tickets. So you knew who the next game was.
Yeah, there was
I'm
a picture of the player
it's
on
bad,
it.
But everybody is going paperless. And the one thing you don't hear anymore is save the trees. Because nobody uses paper anymore. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. I rely on my friends to tell me when the next Pats game is because I don't even have a damn schedule. I just know that I'm going. And I guess I got to get Rush season tickets, too, because they're giving away a jersey to every team, every season ticket holder. Did you hear him say that?
I missed that part. I showed up because we finished up downstairs a little
this
bit late.
This year, anybody who buys a Rush season ticket gets a free jersey.
Wow.
And he believes that's the first team in sports to do that. And I think it is, too.
Yeah.
On one other thing, today's show had a lot of heat, a lot of sizzle.
Yeah.
A lot of chutzpah. And Darren Dreger was with us in hour one from TSN, who says, not only is Connor McDavid playing tonight for the Oilers against the Arizona Coyotes, but he says he can see Connor McDavid asking for a trade, no matter how bad it gets in Edmonton, because he is all in. What the heck was his what did he say, Clark? Something about fully committed was the quote from Darren Dreger. Clearly, you missed that interview because you were downstairs.
No, I was here
something.
For that. We
Did
were
you
on the
see
interview.
Him in the car with Bob McKenzie?
That was so cool. He's like, I'm here with my friend Bob McKenzie. You might know him.
That was hilarious.
That was awesome. So love to see those guys on there. And you mentioned having a GoPro in that car for their drive to Connecticut.
It's like you, Lynch, and Justin Dunk.
Yeah. How much fun was that? And the thing, though, that stuck out for me when talking about Patrick Laine and asking him about that situation for the restricted free agent is, and his new contract, that October 26th isn't that far away. And there's now becoming a growing chance that he might not play in the Heritage Classic here in Regina.
Yep.
And that's big news. That concerns me a little bit if I'm wanting to come to this game. But, I mean, the Jets and the Flames still full of stars. And it's a regular season game, so that's not going to affect attendance. But that's a long time that could go on. And, yeah, it'd be interesting if he didn't show up.
Paul has just showed up in his chair, and he's nodding his head. He thinks the absence of Patrick Laine will affect attendance. I guess we'll find out. I mean, I've heard for some time that there's less than 1,000 tickets left for this game. Mm-hmm. So, and that was long before this Laine stuff ever even came up. So I think it'll sell out, but I would tell anybody to go back to hour one and watch or listen to the interview with Darren Dreger, because he's not confident that Laine will be with the Jets for that. We didn't get into the road of, are you going to trade him? Is he still going to be holding out by then? But the Jets are in a massive bind. And I guess the way I'll wind this up right now is just to say, we're not picking on Winnipeg. These are not good times in Winnipeg in any regard with their hockey team or their football team. I don't care about the record of 9-4. They're pissed over there. And they got a reason to be.
They do.
Just as the fans of this.
No,
of
they
the
do. They do. Absolutely. I mean, just when you think things are going well, you get your feet cut out from underneath you with this fourth quarter comeback against Montreal. Your hockey team, which is doing so well and created so much hope and energy in that city and supposed to be a Stanley Cup contender, has now turned into turmoil with your star player, one of your top end goal scorers, potentially not playing for you or potentially maybe even being traded. I mean, it's all on the table. So, yeah, it's tough in Winnipeg. They just want to be able to sleep at night knowing they've got a team that can compete and contend and win.
They had it. This is the thing. The window doesn't stay open forever. And we got all winter to talk about the Winnipeg Jets and these kinds of things. But the window is closing. I'm not saying it's closed, but it's closing. Dustin Byfuglien right now, he's not holding on. He just doesn't know if he wants to play hockey anymore or not.
Right.
And as I wrote in my 10 Things column on the weekend, hey, Buff, if you're not all in, don't play. Because if your heart's not in it, it's going to show, man. And that town will turn on you in a second. They might already be turning on Buff. He's made $50 million. Clearly, the pilot light's out. The motivation isn't there. And that's how you're going to get hurt, too. If you're not all in, don't play. And, you know, Paul says people are telling him that we need more hockey, more hockey, more hockey. I'm all in on more hockey, whatever you want. We can do that. That's my mother tongue. That's my thing. And as we grew the last show on it being the complaint line, the crisis line for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, that's what this show can be. For all Prairie teams. Write in. Call in. Are we going to have a phone one day, Paul? Are we going to do that? No?
Oh, yeah.
We have a phone?
We are very close.
Where is it?
No, in the back.
He's got two phones. Oh, it's over Clark's. We haven't hooked that up yet. Somebody call Sastel. Okay, we got breaking news. How much breaking is it? It's not as breaking as the Rush signing Berglof. The St. Louis Blues have acquired defenseman Justin Faulk and a fifth-round pick from the Hurricanes for Joel Edmondson, Dominic Bach, and a seventh-round pick. That's the breaking news. St. Louis also signing Faulk to a new 7-year, $45.5 million extension. So that's for the Blues and the Hurricanes fans that are watching. All five of them.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they signed Laine.
You're estimating,
that's
huh?
Bell-worthy stuff.
Yeah, this wasn't worthy of the Bell.
But that's on me, not Clark.
I know.
Big trade in the NHL.
But it was a big trade. Justin Falk's a good defenseman.
It's big to Edmondson and Falk and Mark and everybody else. So it's been – we've got to get off the air. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow on the program. I have no idea who will be on. So follow our social media channels on Twitter, at Rod Peterson Show, on Instagram, at The Rod Peterson Show. And we'll see you tomorrow. 10 a.m. Mountain. Put up the hands, Paul. Right here on Touchdown Facebook Live.
It's wide.
And short.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.